Hi, it's Leanne Juliet. Welcome back to this podcast episode. I really wanted to talk about, I suppose, the journey of trusting in the unknown, trusting in like who you are and what you're here for and everything, but really trusting in the process of whatever it is that you're wanting to unfold in your life. Because I think too often people get caught up in the idea that things have to happen now. And this is a massive, massive failing that I see, especially in the spiritual community, around things to do with manifestation and law of attraction. Because these kind of teachings teach that you can manifest anything that you want right now. And there is some truth to that, and there's also some illusion to that, because in order to get what you want, like your highest vision, whatever it is that you truly, truly, truly desire within the depths of your soul for your life, there has to be a compromise. And that compromise is letting go of the old version of you, of letting go of the identity that you've been attached to for not just this lifetime, but for previous lifetimes as well. Remember, we are multidimensional beings. So the energy that we pull into this lifetime is energy that we've lived through in other lifetimes. It's our identity. And so the whole concept of like law of attraction manifestation teaches that, yes, you can manifest this. You just have to have a fucking vision board or chant your desires, your affirmations, or whatever shit people bleat on about. And from my experience, and I experience everything I talk on is something that I've experienced. From my experience, it doesn't fucking work. And that's not to say that manifestation doesn't work. Manifestation is very, very powerful. But what we're taught is that you can manifest something instantly. And sure, you could think, do you know what? I fancy a free cup of coffee today, and you could go into town and somebody could buy you a coffee. But if what you're truly wanting is a new relationship, a better health, better body, a better mindset, more money, better career opportunities, more clients in your business, more freedom in your life, well, that comes at a cost. And that's where you have to compromise, because how willing are you to let go of the identity that you have been clinging on to with a fucking death grip, mind you, the identity that you've been clinging on to? How willing are you to let go of that in order to manifest that life that you want? And that is why I think people get caught up in it. I never even started this podcast episode to talk about manifestation. I just go with like what's coming into my mind and what's coming through me. But everything has a purpose and has a meaning for anything I speak on. Because people get caught up in the idea that, oh, I want more money, so therefore I'm going to manifest it. Sure, you can manifest it. Or I want a better job. I'm not happy in this job, so I'm going to manifest a new one. Brilliant, you can manifest it. Or you want a new relationship, a more fulfilling relationship, whatever it is. Like, we all have different desires. Sure, you can manifest anything that you want. But it comes at a cost for something that you truly, that truly sets your soul alight. Something that truly sets you free. Something that truly creates that spark of excitement and thrill and adventure in your life. It comes at a cost, and that cost is letting go of the old version of you, of the old identity. And people say, oh yeah, sure, yeah, it's just about recognizing who you are and letting go of that. And you know, if I want to manifest a relationship, this is one piece of bullshit that I heard somewhere, to manifest a relationship, like, make sure that you create space in your wardrobe, in your closet, for the other person's clothes. I'm like, it's fucking bullshit. It's like, no wonder so many people are so frustrated with their lives and like buying into this utter crap that's out there, that this new age spiritual community bleat on about. It's utter crap. Because if you want a better relationship, you have to start with yourself. You have to start with loving yourself. And if you've been somebody like me, for example, who I've spent a lifetime of hating on myself, of beating myself up, of controlling like food and how I speak to myself and, you know, all those kind of things. I've spent a lifetime of doing that. I had an eating disorder for many, many years and constant negative thoughts about myself and just, you know, not exercising because it was like, oh, I see it as a chore rather than something that makes me feel good or eating shit or whatever. And also dating people who weren't good for me. So if you want a better relationship, it starts with yourself. So how willing are you to let go of the habits and the toxic patterns that you've been living through in order to call that relationship in? Same with money. If you're somebody who has a bad, you know, you say, oh, I want to manifest more money or whatever it is, or a better job. But how are you treating money? How are you treating the energy of money? How are you treating your job or whatever it is? Because it starts with that. Sure, you can manifest something, but will it really fulfill you? I've seen people, I've had friends before who've gone from job to job to job to job, thinking that the next one is just on the other side of this one. This one will be better. This is the one for me. This is one for me. And they've got there and they thought, no, it isn't. I'm still unfulfilled. Why? And this is because people are trying to manifest shit that isn't actually for them. You're unfulfilled because you're manifesting through an identity that isn't you. The identity is not you. And this is something that I've really come to understand in my own life and in my business as I soul search myself and I go on a quest of self-discovery and just adventure and stepping into the unknown is, who am I? Who are any of us? Because everyone wears a mask. Everyone wears a mask. This isn't like, you know, about like fucking coronavirus masks or whatever people are still wearing. Yeah, you know, but everyone wears a mask to protect themselves, to hide from their true self. They wear a mask that is created through shadow. And this is multidimensional shadow I'm talking about. The shadow from other lifetimes, the energy that you've pulled into this lifetime. That isn't your truth. It's whatever you're here to break free of. And that's what people don't see about life is we're actually here to play a game. We're here as avatars for our own game. We're here to get to the next level in our game. And that means recreating the same situations and experiences, family structures, family dynamics and friendships and experiences and relationships and everything. It's recreating that through the patterns of other lifetimes in order to find the glitch and to break free of it. So it comes back to the sense of identity of who you actually are. And I was inspired to talk on this today because I put a post on Facebook. Not on Facebook, I can't stand Facebook, I've come off it. Instagram. But I'll probably just read out to you anyway, because I found it, well, I was just allowing myself to inspire myself, because I have been very quiet online for quite a while now, and it's like every time I try and come out of my shell, I end up going back in again. And I had a psychic medium reading, it was sometime last year, 2021, probably about, I don't know, 7-8 months ago. And she told me, you need to have patience. Things are changing, but you need to have patience. And my ego was like, oh, fuck this fucking patience. I've had like 3 and a bit years of this life. Like I left my marriage 4 years ago in 2018. I left my marriage. I became a single parent. My job had ended at the exact, you know, about 3 weeks before I left my marriage. I had no savings, a fuck ton of debt, and a brand new business with fuck all clue as to what I was to do with it. And I needed money because I had a house to pay for. I had food to pay for. I had, you know, things for my daughter to pay for. And so I put myself out there online doing things that didn't fulfill me. And yet they brought income in, but they weren't fulfilling me. And it was an identity I was living through, because I had to walk the path of self, the path of uncertainty, the path of the unknown, the path of self-discovery and self-mastery, in order to uncover who I am and to be okay with that. Because the thing is, here's the caveat, you already fucking know who you are. You already fucking know who you are, but you're too scared to admit it. Because whoever you are, underneath the masks and the illusions and the programming and the conditioning and the lies that you've been told by society and whatever fuck your parents have brought you up on, and beliefs and religion and value and whatever else, underneath all those layers, you already fucking know who you are. But you're too attached to the identity of who you are not. And this is the scariest part. And this is something that I have taken myself to. Obviously, everything I talk on is through my own experience, because that's how I shift myself. That's how I heal myself. That's how I grow. I'm like the perpetual student of life. Sagittarius rising over here, perpetual student of life, to really understand myself in the truest kind of capacity. But you're attached to the identity of who you are not. And I've had clients before, like, I'm very blunt, I'm very direct, I just like rip shit apart, that's who I am here for disruption, I do destroy, I rip shit apart, and I will rip your reality apart, because that's what I do. But that was an aspect of my identity that I wasn't willing to claim, and that has taken me 4 fucking years since my, well, no, when did I go through my spiritual awakening? Started in 2017. So like 4.5 years. And then it was like nearly 4 years ago since I left my marriage. But that's taken me between like maybe 4 and 5 years to come to the point where I'm willing to accept who I am. 4 or 5 years. And that is why things like manifestation and law of attraction, whatever the new age spiritual people teach on and bleat on about, doesn't fucking work. Because in order to manifest your truest, highest self, and what you truly, truly desire, and what the abundance that is waiting to come in for you in whatever way, yeah, abundance wants to come in, whether that's money, relationship, health, happiness, career, children, whatever it is, it's waiting to come in, and it cannot come in its true capacity until you break yourself down, until you work through the layers, pulling back the layers, getting deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself, getting more fucking uncomfortable with who you are, until you do that. Otherwise, you're just going to manifest and create things that really don't set your soul alight. They might give you a little bit of a hit for, you know, a couple of days, weeks, months, or a couple of years or whatever. But at some point, you're going to get bored as fuck and think, what next? What next? Constantly searching. And for me, that has been a journey of 4 to 5 years to really get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to accept who I am. I'm ready to accept that I destroy shit. I'm ready to accept that I rip shit apart. I'm ready to accept that I disrupt people's lives, people's realities, the entire fucking world around me. I'm willing to accept that destruction is who I am. For anyone who's familiar with like goddess energy, I'm like Kali, you know, goddess Kali, who like rips stuff apart. But that has taken me 4 or 5 years to come to that point. Since my spiritual awakening, it's taken me 41 fucking years to get here, if you look at my entire life. And I think that's the thing that people aren't willing to accept. They want things now, and you know, people want things now. It's that immediate gratification. Or I want more money, or I want a new relationship, or I want to have children, or I want a better body, or I want a better job, or I want a better house or to feel happier in myself. But you're looking for the instant gratification instead of what's it going to take? What's it going to require? What do I have to sacrifice of myself in order to create that and to claim that? And that's the key words. What am I willing to sacrifice? Because that's what it is. That's what you're sacrificing. You're sacrificing an identity of who you are that was never your identity in the first place. The identity that you're living through, the mask, the ego self, whether you're spiritually open or whatever, the ego is still there. And like that mask, that identity is still there. I see it on everybody. And people say to me, oh yes, I'm living my truth. I'm living my higher self. I'm like, you're fucking not. Because you're still living through shadow. Because I see shadow. I know shadow. Like clients call me the queen of fucking shadow. I am the queen of shadow. I understand it. I understand illusion. I see the illusion. Which is why I can come into people's lives with clients, with this force of blunt directness and blunt truth, because I say it as it is. And last year when I had this psychic medium reading, the lady that I've been speaking to for quite a few years now, and maybe once, twice a year, I have a little reading with her, because even though I'm psychic, I'm intuitive, I'm a channel myself, I like to go to other people to give me a different perspective of like maybe what I'm not seeing. And excuse me, this lady said, yeah, things are coming in, but you need to have patience. And I was like, I haven't got time for fucking patience. Like, I'm broke as fuck. I'm unfulfilled in my business. I physically can't work in jobs because it drains me to be around people. And I'm not looking for a career because I'm focused on my business. I'm an entrepreneur, but like, what am I doing? And she was saying to me, you need to have patience. I was like, fuck you with all this patience shit. But obviously I understand that now, because there's still aspects of myself that I had to burn down. There was still this identity of myself that I was holding on to, where I was afraid to claim who I am and what I do. And sure, I've put stuff out there. I've put content out there on my podcast, content out on my YouTube. I've created courses and whatever that people had bought. I'd worked with clients one-to-one, and I was still, and I was being me, but with a filter. Because the true me is somebody that rips right through you. Like, fire burning through a forest, I rip through you. I burn through dead wood and I rip shit apart. I'm like the tower card. For anyone who's familiar with the tarot, I am the tower card, because I rip shit apart. I come into people's lives like a cataclysm. I'm a catalyst. I come into people's lives as a cataclysm. And it's something that I had to have patience with, because that, the compromise that I had to make was sacrificing the safety net that I was hiding behind, because everyone wants to be liked and loved and everything. And sure, like, I really couldn't give two fucks about what people think anymore. But that was a big part of myself that I was still holding on to, because, excuse me, what I do is destruction. And so imagine, if you will, being the person that comes into somebody's life to destroy it. The person who comes into somebody's life to destroy their relationship, to destroy their career, to destroy their finances, to destroy their connection to their self, their safety net, whatever it is, it's different for everybody. Imagine being that person. You're like, yay, here I am again. I'm going to destroy your life. Like that. And it was that kind of mindset I was scared of, or I was like afraid of, because especially within spiritual community, something that I've distanced myself massively from, because I find it really fucking boring and like full of bullshit. excuse me, but being the person who comes in, knowing into somebody's life in whatever capacity, whether that's a new friend who comes to my life, or a client, or somebody who connects with me on social media or whatever, or a colleague, being the person who comes in to destroy. Imagine that. And why I hid from that identity for so long. Because, like, nobody wants to be the person who's like, oh, I'm going to rip your reality apart. But that is what I do. And I have a lot of fucking fun with it. I do. And my clients love it. They do. Because I'm like the breath of fresh air in people's lives. Because I tell it as it is. I'm blunt. I'm truthful. I'm direct. And I take no prisoners. But I was hiding behind this safety net of, oh, really? I can't really say that because, like, I might upset somebody, or it might be a bit too much for them. But that's not me. Because, yes, I care deeply for the people whose lives I come into, the people who I impact in whatever capacity, whether that is somebody who's listening to my podcast who gets, like, a hit of inspiration for their life, or whether it's somebody who's paid to work with me, or a friend, a new friend, or whatever. I respect deeply every single person who comes into my life, who comes into my energetic field, because my energetic field pulls people in. If you have a change that needs to take place in your life, you will be pulled into my energy, whether that is through a podcast or through my Instagram or through my YouTube or through a blog post or through working with me or meeting me in the street or in a coffee shop. There's always a reason that I appear in somebody's life. And it really became apparent to me last year that how much I appear in somebody's life right before a major change occurs within them, because I am the catalyst. I'm like the spark that creates the fire. And it started to become more and more apparent to me last year how much I am the one who appears before a major change happens, because my energy activates that change. But I was hiding from that identity. I was hiding from that aspect of my identity for so long. And whether it's because I was told as a kid, I don't know, like, oh, don't say that, or you can't do that, or whatever. But because I'm fully aware of, like, how much power destruction has and how much it can affect people's lives. And even now, like, coughing now, like, biggest weakness in my body has always been my throat. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, was it about 14 years ago? Yeah, 14 years ago. And, you know, where is the thyroid? It's in the throat. What is the throat? It's the throat chakra. It's about how we speak. It's how we communicate and everything. So it's always been like an Achilles heel for me, has been my throat. If I'm going to get ill, it's always in my throat, always. I've been trying to shift to cold for like the last few couple of weeks, where I've not been sleeping very well either. So I've not been getting the amount of rest that I'd like that would actually heal me. But obviously, there's been parts of me that I've been wanting to speak up and to let rip of this fire that wants to come through me. But I've always been aware of the destruction that I could bring to somebody's life. And that is not an easy thing to hold on to. That has not been an easy thing to accept about myself. Because let's face it, most people in the spiritual community will talk about love and light and rainbows and fucking unicorn and gumdrops and whatever. And I come in with a fire, like, let's just rip shit apart. But that's where the fun is. And that's where the transformation happens. And that's where the joy and the excitement and everything comes from in your life is through the destruction, is through the fire, is through letting go of every single thing about yourself that you've held onto with a fucking death grip. That is not your truth. And it happens so many times with clients where, because I see things, I see what you don't see, I see the illusion, I read the energy, and I know who the fuck you are underneath all the layers of of crap you've held on to, that you've built up around yourself as a safety net. I see it. Excuse me, my throat, again, speaking on this, it activates my throat. I really should have had some water next to me. But, and I've had it with clients before where somebody's maybe been, I don't know, complaining about their state of affairs or their life or whatever, or saying, oh yeah, but I want this. I'm like, yeah, but do you? Do you really want that? Because this is what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you letting go of the identity you've held on to. It's going to cost you maybe leaving that job or leaving that relationship, or it's going to cost you putting yourself out there in a brand new capacity in a way that's going to scare the absolute fuck out of you. It's going to cost you that. And people say, yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm like, yeah, but are you? Are you truly ready for it? Because this is what the compromise is. This is the cost of not doing that. For you to really want something, whether that's a better job, better career prospects, you know, a bigger business, more fulfilling business, better relationships, better health, or more, you know, more financial freedom or more opportunities in your life, whatever it is that you're looking for, there's always a cost. What is the price you have to pay in order to create that in your life? And the price will differ for every single person. The price will always differ for every single person because it depends on how much you've built a safety net around you. For some, it could be simply leaving a relationship, which is then going to be the domino effect for every single thing falling into place in your life. For others, it could be, I don't know, a death of a family member that creates a grief within you that then creates a domino effect in other areas of your life. For some, it can be as simple as, I just realized I said it's simple as leaving a relationship. It's never easy, really, leaving a relationship. Trust me, it's not. For others, like, it could be a simple thing of deciding that, I don't know, you're going to eat healthier. And you're going to exercise and you're going to speak better to yourself. Like, everyone's different. Everyone has a different price that they're going to have to pay in order to create the life that you want, in order to create and live that life less ordinary, the life that is truly extraordinary. Everyone has a different price to pay. For me, it cost me my marriage. It cost me friendships. It cost me relationships with family members that had to be broken in order to rebuild them. It cost me my mental health because of the extreme amount of stress that I was putting myself under in order to create a business that actually wasn't fulfilling me. It cost me just literally going to fucking rock bottom and being broke as fuck because I couldn't hold up. I wasn't making enough in order to live. Like, I'm not talking about like going on extravagant holidays here. I'm talking about like buying basic things like fucking groceries. And it cost me living, like, from, like, basically, I suppose, from like paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth, or whatever it is people talk about, hand to mouth, in order to think, actually, I don't need to live like this. Like, this isn't the life I want. This isn't the life I aspire to. I want freedom. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to buy a house and not rent, and not, certainly not rent from a fucking landlord I rent from at the moment. But there's so many things that I was holding on to because I didn't believe I was worth it. I didn't believe that I could truly change the world in the way that I want to. I didn't believe I could acknowledge and claim and talk about being somebody who destroys people's lives. Because like, who the fuck's going to buy from somebody like that? Who the fuck's going to work with somebody like that? Who the fuck's going to hire somebody like that? That was the narrative that I was living through, and like the narrative in my mind, like, well, I can't claim that I destroy somebody's life. I can't claim that I come in like a whirling fucking dervish and rip shit apart for you, because who wants that? But that was just my ego. That was just my shadow self, so afraid of, I suppose, what's happened in other lifetimes where I've spoken out on things, where I've been very vocal about things, and it's cost me my life. And obviously, I've had visions of certain lifetimes that I've had and everything, but I'm fully aware of the energetic implications of me having hypothyroidism in my throat chakra, because it's connected to an energetic glitch and an energetic shadow of speaking or communicating. And it's been this fear of speaking up. And there's been times where I've recorded videos where I've been really vocal on things and my throat has been burning, and I've got a sore throat the next day. It's because I'm saying things that I've been too afraid to say before. And that was the price I've had to pay, is being at fucking rock bottom. I laugh because I think everyone should experience rock bottom once in their life. And I've been many fucking times in my life. But it cost me, the price I had to pay to really come to terms and come, you know, be at peace with who I really am, was having no fucking money. It was having bills bounce. It was having to borrow money off like family in order to pay my, you know, to pay for groceries, whatever. That's what it cost me. And it was like the universe was here saying, how much are you going to hold on to this? How much are you going to hold on to this identity? How uncomfortable do you need to be before you move forwards, Leanne? And that's like, and I can see in my mind, my spirit guides right now, I'm just imagining them there, laughing at me. We have a very good relationship, like very blunt, very direct, tell it as it is kind of thing. And just being like, are you uncomfortable yet? Are you uncomfortable yet? How much more uncomfortable do you need to get before you make a change? Because that's where I was at. And the thing is, like, the more uncomfortable, the more out of alignment of your true self, of your true identity you get, the more uncomfortable you will feel in your life. And for, you know, it's not to say that for everyone you're going to go through financial struggles. For some, it could be feeling just this ickiness about your job. I've been there, I got the fucking t-shirts, the amount of jobs I've had where I was like, I literally cannot stand to be here. It makes me physically sick. Oh, it's like draining the life source out of me with how mind-numbingly boring and shit this job is. I've been there. And for some, it could be that you just don't feel happy in your relationship with your partner anymore. There's no excitement. There's no spark. It's just become boring and mundane and like a Groundhog Day. For others, it could be just a general sense that there's something that isn't right in your life. It's like there's a disconnection, there's a lack of excitement, there's a lack of thrill, there's a lack of adventure, there's just something that just isn't, it just feels monotonous. And let's face it, we live in a society where we're programmed as slaves. Like, humanity is in a state of enslavement right now. Yes, Earth is here as a school. We're here to learn. We're here to experience. We're here to grow and evolve and ascend and that kind of stuff and become enlightened from our experiences. But humanity is enslaved right now. Energetic enslavement, shadow enslavement. You know, we're taught to go get an education, go get educated through an indoctrinated system, the school system, in whatever country you live in, it's all indoctrination. It doesn't teach kids to be creative or intuitive. It teaches kids to be programmed as good little workers, good little slaves. You start school at this time, you finish at this time, your lunch will be at this time, and your toilet breaks will be at this time. That is a slave mentality. We're conditioned to go and get a job. In order to have money, you go and get a job. You go and get a job. Like, what do you mean you don't like your job? What do you mean you don't feel fulfilled in your job? It's a job. Be grateful for it. That is what we're told. The amount of times I've had people tell me that before. Leanne, be grateful for the job. I'm like, it's killing my fucking soul. But to be grateful, it's providing you with money. I'm like, but it's still killing my fucking soul. We're conditioned to work for, what, 45, 50 years maybe? To then retire on a shitty as fuck pension. And hopefully have some money to be able to go on holiday or buy a home or, you know, enjoy our lives after we retire before we die. Like, that is the state. You know, it's like a condensed version, but that is the state of affairs with humanity. We're not, you know, society conditions us to be good little workers, to not rise up and question authority. And all you have to do is look at what's going on in the world at the moment with people questioning the narrative of the story we're being told. We're told to trust the science, but the science is flawed, paid for by the people who want to keep humans under control, basically in a nutshell. And you have to think, how uncomfortable am I willing to get with my life before I make a change? And believe me, I've had clients before who haven't been prepared for the level of discomfort and destruction that I can bring to their life, because it was going to cost them a lot. And I'm not talking about physical costs, like actual money here. I'm talking about the cost of the change, the cost of self-acceptance, the cost of going into the unknown, the cost of letting go of every single thing that is not serving your highest truth and your highest purpose. That's the cost I'm referring to. And for everyone, it is different. It depends on how much you've built around yourself that is like a wall, a safety net to protect you from being yourself. And people could ask, well, what do you mean? Like, I'm not being myself. Like, why wouldn't I want to be myself? Because being yourself means that you have to see the truth of who you are not. You have to see the errors you've made in your life, the experiences you've had that for some have been really awful, for others that have just been like mind-numbingly boring or whatever. And to see every single thing in your life that isn't truth, every single thing that was a breadcrumb guiding you to your path, to your true path, and the experiences that you've had to go through that your soul chose before you came here, before you incarnated in this lifetime, knowing full well that that experience would shift your consciousness, that experience would alter your reality, that experience, that the aim and the hope was that that experience would show you how to set yourself free from that pattern that you were living through. For example, with me, I had unfulfilling relationships, really, where I had a lack of self-worth, and therefore I attracted people to me who didn't value my self-worth because I didn't value it, and I had a lack of boundaries. Excuse me. I also experienced trauma as a child, something that I've had to really come to terms with, because based on the surroundings I grew up in, with parents who fought a lot, who argued, it became really fucking scary for me and my brother. It became really scary. And that created a trauma response in both of us. And that's taken me a long time to really accept that. Because part of me was saying, oh, I can't say that because what if like I upset my parents for saying that? But there's never any blame. That's just the ego. If you want to blame somebody, that's your ego. There's never any blame. For me, I'm grateful for every single experience I've ever had in my life, including the truly awful ones, because they've taught me something about myself. They've taught me, like, for me, every single experience I've been through has taught me how much of a fucking warrior I am and how empowered I become through every experience, whether that is through feeling really scared as a child because of the arguments that were going on between my parents, the noise that was scaring me. Even now, I get scared by loud noises because of the noise that I experienced as a child. The experiences of, my throat's going again now. The more I speak on stuff, the more my throat gets activated. The experiences of going through depression, anxiety, stress, eating disorders, abusive relationships, self-harm, really, self-abuse, really, through, like, punishing my body through what I was eating and exercising and everything. That's all part of the eating disorder. The experiences of feeling like a loner at times because people didn't get me, so it's easier to be somebody that I wasn't in order to be accepted. The experiences, a big theme for me has always been around money. It's been this real noose around my neck around money, and of feeling unfulfilled and having money and then it's gone, having money and then it's gone, and never really being able to create much that was gonna like give me freedom and freedom in myself, where I wasn't tied to anything in particular, because I hate being tied to things. But every experience, even when I've been at rock bottom, even when I've had my cards declined in the supermarket when buying groceries, even when I've had bills bounce on my bank account because I didn't have any money in my bank account, even when I've had to borrow money off people, even the amount of debt that I've accrued over the years, like the last, 12 or so years, excuse me, it's all been an experience that has empowered me, because I'm a warrior and I seek enlightenment and growth through the experiences I go through. So nothing is ever in vain. Excuse me, I really should have brought some water before I started recording this. But that's what I'm getting at, is the price that you have to pay in order to be yourself, in order to be your true self, your higher self, your divine self. The price will be different for everybody, because it depends on how willing are you to let go of the identity that you've been holding on to, the shadow identity, the shadow self, the illusion you've been living behind, the mask that you've been wearing for your entire life. How willing are you to let go of that? And for some, that is too hard to do. And for some, they will continue to stay in the life that, excuse me, you know, gets them by, but doesn't really, truly set their soul alight and make them feel fulfilled in themselves. But you know what? It's easier to, it's not easier. It's harder to stay in an identity that isn't you. It's very hard, because it becomes more and more and more and more uncomfortable. And for others, the price will be less, because you're willing to, I'm gonna have to go in a minute, because you're willing to work through the discomfort now, whatever it costs, in terms of what you need to let go of, what you need to destroy in your life. That's the cost I'm talking about. And for some, it will cost them less because they're willing to do it now. Do you know what? I'm not happy in my life. I need to make a change now, whatever it costs. Everyone's different. Everyone's different. But the identity, and for some, like, that has taken me 5 years of my, since my spiritual awakening, or 41 years of my entire life, to get to the point where I've come to this acceptance of who I am and the acceptance that I do disrupt people's lives, that I am a catalyst, that I am an activator, that I do create destruction in people's lives. And being okay with that and not feeling like I have to justify it or second guess it or anything, but being okay with that, because that is my magic. That is my gift to the world. That is my genius. And that is what I came here to do. So I'm going to have to go before my throat starts coughing again and everything. But I've really enjoyed recording this, like being really like truthful with certain aspects of myself and just recording this. And yeah, just ask yourself, how uncomfortable do you have to become in order to create the change that you crave? Ask yourself that, and I will chat to you soon.